From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Protests in Manila. President Trump today thanked the president of the Philippines, Rodrigo Duterte, for hosting world leaders at the annual ASEAN summit. Mr. Duterte spoke to the gathering of leaders about the relationship between Asian nations and Washington.
It is our shared interest to keep our ASEAN-U.S. engagement close and to ensure that our strategic partnership delivers the best results.
Mr. Trump also spoke of that relationship.
We want our partners in the region to be strong, independent, and prosperous, in control of their own destinies, and satellites to no one. These are the principles behind our vision for a free and open Indo-Pacific.
The summit got underway not without some protests. Renato Reyes of the Bayan New Patriotic Alliance.
We believe that the meeting will not bring any benefits for the Filipino people, but would rather worsen the human rights situation in the Philippines and drag the Philippines into various conflicts not of its interest in choosing. This is a meeting between two presidents with a very bad fascist mindset.
Mr. Duterte has come under fierce criticism from human rights groups for the drug war, which has taken at least 4,000 lives. Mr. Trump ignored questions about human rights abuses when he met one-on-one with the Filipino president. South Korea's military said Monday a North Korean soldier was shot and wounded by fellow soldiers while defecting to South Korea at a border village. The statement said the defection took place at Panmunjom, the truce village located inside the demilitarized zone that separates the two countries. South Korea said it took the soldier in after he bolted from the northern side to the southern side. This is VOA News. A powerful earthquake has struck near Iraq's border with Iran, about 70 kilometers northeast of Baghdad. Paul Caruso with the U.S. Geological Survey says quakes are common in the region.
We do have a lot of quakes. Within 500 kilometers of this event, we've had 10 earthquakes larger than magnitude 6.5 since the year 1900.
More than 300 people are reported dead, with hundreds injured. Rescuers and relief groups are on the scene trying to help those affected. Lebanon's Prime Minister Saad Hariri, who announced his surprise resignation on November the 4th in Riyadh, says he plans to return to his country from Saudi Arabia within days. He warned the country was at risk of sanctions over Iran-backed Hezbollah's meddling in conflicts such as the one in Yemen. A Saudi-led coalition says it will reopen some airports and seaports in Yemen in order to allow in humanitarian aid. The move comes a week after the coalition announced a temporary closure of all ports in response to the firing of a missile from Yemen toward Riyadh, blaming a vulnerability in procedures for allowing Iranian military equipment to reach the Houthi rebels. Iranian officials have repeatedly denied arming the Houthis. In his first visit to Catalonia since imposing direct rule, Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy called for a strong turnout in the December 21st Catalan elections. Over the weekend, there were large protests in Barcelona and Brussels demanding the release of jailed leaders and recognition of a separate Catalan republic. Lisa Castro was among those in Brussels.
For a Spanish government to dissolve a democratically elected Catalan administration is abhorrent. The people decided that they wanted that Catalan government, and Spain doesn't have a right to dismiss them for fulfilling their democratic mandate.
Spain imposed direct rule on Catalonia immediately after its regional parliament voted for independence on October the 27th. Arnold Schwarzenegger, former governor of the U.S. state of California and an actor and film producer, has issued a challenge to governments to start labeling fossil fuels with a public health warning that their use could cause illness and death. He spoke while attending a climate change conference in Germany.
We are here to celebrate renewable energy, and then there's some people that look at in the future, and like I did when I ran for governor, I showed them the future, which was, you know, solar and wind and electric cars, and I said behind me were the oil rigs out in the ocean. And that's the past. So some people like to get stuck in the past. I like to move to the future.
Schwarzenegger lamented that environmental pollution, estimated to kill more than 9 million people per year in all its forms, was rarely discussed at conferences on climate change. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.